On the way, why Nick Carter had to get a restraining order against his own brother. First, this is really sad. It looked like everything was going so well, but Jeopardy host Alex Trebek has to begin a second round of chemotherapy to treat his stage four pancreatic cancer. I know.
I was doing so well, and my numbers went down to the equivalent of a normal human being who does not have pancreatic cancer. So we were all very optimistic. And they said, good, we're going to stop chemo. We'll start you on immunotherapy. I lost about 12 pounds in a week. And my numbers went sky high, much higher than they were when I was first diagnosed. So the doctors have decided that I have to undergo chemo again. And that's what I'm doing.
Oh, now, his spirits do seem to be pretty good. I actually got emotional listening to him speak about how amazing his life has been.
One line that I have used with our staff in recent weeks and months is that when I do pass on, one thing they will not say at my funeral is, oh, he was taken from us too soon. Hey, guys, I'm 79 years old. I've had one hell of a good life, and I've enjoyed it. And the thought of passing on doesn't frighten me. It doesn't.
Wow.
So obviously we're wishing him the best. I really think, I mean, I know he's not my dad or my grandfather. But
no, it's true.
Take some time off work. Yeah. I want him to go like sit on a beach somewhere. Like take some time off. I know he loves his job and he's been doing it for years. But just a little bit of a change of scenery and change in the stress patterns could be good for him.
It gives him purpose. I mean, like my dad has always said, you know, after 80, it's a crapshoot. So, you know, when you get up there, you have to thank your lucky stars.
You know, I never have more purpose than when I'm sitting on a beach with the sun shining down on me. And he can afford it. At this point, he really can. All right, Nick Carter had to get a restraining order against his little brother. This is horrible. Nick said that Aaron Carter, his little brother's behavior, has been increasingly alarming, and that Aaron threatened to kill Nick's pregnant wife and unborn child.
I didn't realize it was that bad.
It's really bad. Now, Aaron obviously is saying that's not the case, and he's actually astounded by these accusations.
For my family, you know, trying to get a restraining order against me when I don't even speak to them, I don't want to speak to you guys. Please leave me alone. This is a message to my family. I do not want to speak to you.
Wow. All right. So Aaron says that he does not have any kind of mental illness. He says, my life is positive. Things are going well. But it wasn't very long ago that Aaron actually opened up about a long list of mental illnesses that he's been diagnosed with and the prescriptions he has to take for them.
The official diagnosis is that I suffer from
multiple personality disorder, schizophrenia, acute anxiety, a manic depressant.
I'm prescribed to Xanax, Seroquel, gabapentin, hydroxyzine, trazodone, omeprazole.
So there's obviously something going on. I remember watching their reality show way back in the day, and their family has always had a lot of issues like this. Yeah.
We forget where they come from. Aren't they from Orlando or Florida? Like they were like a lower class family.
I think they're from Florida. There have been mental health issues in their family for a long time. I believe generations and generations, actually. So feeling really bad for Nick Carter. Hopefully he can get it together. As I hear that long list of prescriptions, again, I'm not a doctor, but maybe you need to like work some. Well, I don't know. Yeah. Like you don't know what's happening when you're taking that many pills
every day. Sound like some heavy drugs.
What's feeding what?
Yeah. Exactly. Okay, I had to end this biz with some good news because all that was all very heavy. Okay, so the good news is NBC is officially working with Mario Lopez and Elizabeth Berkley on a remake of Saved by the Bell. It's happening. So there's always those rumors, but now it is in fact happening. They've teamed up and they're trying to get Mark Paul Gosselaar, Zach to return as well. There is some bad news. It's going to be on NBC Universal's newly named streaming service, Peacock, so you're probably going to have to pay like $20 a month in order just to watch the show, but hey, it's coming back.
They could be doing us a favor in disguise, though. It could be a terrible show, and he could be saving us $20 a month.
Come on. It's going to be great.
It'll be bad, but I will watch.
It was bad the first time around, though.